Hello.
Hey Lydia, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Zach. You had talked with B, my associate, about your property on Dolan Street.
Hi.
Are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Do you recall speaking with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to give you a call because, I know that you guys had talked and we kind of, talked about some things, and we wanted to be able to see if we can work with you and put something together. She was telling me the details of, we could probably put something together here. And, I know you're still looking to move, right?
Yeah, but my husband and I spoke about it, and we're gonna take a different route.
Okay.
But we'll keep your number if we change our minds.
Okay. Yeah, that's all good. I mean, I know you had talked about a few things. What were you thinking, if you don't mind me asking? Because I mean, we're flexible too.
Well, basically, in a dream world, we'd be able to sell this house and get rid of the debt that we owe on it and call it free and clear, no money out of our pocket and no profit, no like no money in our pocket, just getting rid of the house. But I've just been so busy, I haven't even looked up the current mortgage information and the monthly owe and stuff like that.
Right. So you're saying in a perfect world, you just want to be able to walk away from it free and clear.
Yeah, 'cause it kind of sucks. We bought it and then we caught COVID and then we couldn't pay for it anymore. So, it's one of those really crappy situations where our health just is preventing us from being able to afford it. And
Okay.
that's why I would love to be able to get out of it with no money, like I don't care about any profit or anything like that.
Right.
I just don't want the debt because I don't think it's very fair that nature went that way.
Sure. So if I'm hearing you correctly, I mean, I think that's something that, we might be able to work out. I mean, did you get the payoff? Do you know what it is about? Was it about 200? Is that what you said?
It's about 217, 218 right now.
17, 280. You already
These
have
are,
your next place?
I'm sorry?
Do you already have your next place?
Yeah, we already know where we're going. We're
Are
gonna
you
go move in
buying?
with family.
Are you moving
We're moving in with family.
in? Okay. So I mean, there's definitely an option that, we can work with you on it. And I guess one question would be is, you can't, you're not in a bad situation now. You owe some money on it. Everybody gets behind on bills, but I guess, do you see yourself coming up with that money anytime soon, or?
Oh no, because if we even get our hands on anything close to what we owe, it's got to go to more immediate things.
Right. Do you
See,
know how much are you behind?
since January.
So, what?
Yeah, we've been in forbearance since
$10,000.
January.
Okay, so maybe about like $10,000.
Yeah, over 10,000.
Okay.
Payment's 1750 a month.
What interest rate?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know, but it's ridiculous. I know that. We bought it.
Percent.
I honestly couldn't tell you right offhand. I'm not at home. I'm at work.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, just to be realistic with you. I mean, here's just, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just here telling you the facts is, if you put this off, the bank's gonna take it back eventually.
Yes.
And you don't want to do that. I mean, I'm just speaking from experience here. Everybody has, made a wrong move or two. you're not in a bad position right now, but you know, if you stay stagnant and not do anything about it, you know, you run the possibility of, you know, going in that direction. So, you know, I think that, you know, just from a, you know, person to person, just being a human, you know, unbiased is, you know, is to, you know, whether it's me or, you know, someone else, you know, not a ton of people offer this, but I mean, really our equity protection program would help you and save you so that way you don't go, you know, you don't have to file bankruptcy, you don't, you know, lose your credit, you, and you get to keep your reputation at least. And, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It makes sense. Honestly, I'm not scared of a foreclosure. I'm not scared of all the repercussions of bad credit and bankruptcy and stuff like that. I've been through a lot worse. But I can't commit to that decision at this current moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand where you're coming from. I do appreciate the programs you guys offer, and I can't commit to that at this current second. My husband said that he wasn't too sure about it, so I could either talk to him a little bit more about it, or we'll just go a different route.
Sure. And I guess, you know, just person to person, what's kind of holding you back from going in that route? If it's going to help you and save you, what are you holding on to, if you don't mind me asking?
My husband's just not comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a part of the decision making.
Sure. Would it help maybe if I kind of talked with him and just kind of explained it a little bit more?
I did a really good job of explaining to him what it was. We're basically, our name stays on the house, but you make the promise to pay for it, and we move out, and you guys find somebody to move in, and after about 3 years, eventually you'll make an offer to buy it, and then it's a nice, smooth process. And I explained that to him, and I'm going to stand with him on his decision, and honestly, I think it would kind of annoy him a little bit if I handed him the phone, because he's very busy right now, and
okay,
he's just not interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can try to give you guys a call, you know, back in a week or so, and, you know, we do want to help you. We don't want you to lose your house or, you know, anything, you know, just because of something's uncomfortable. You know, I totally get it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work. You know, we've helped tons of people, and we can help you too.
How about give me a call in about 2 weeks?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, call me back in 2 weeks.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.